the Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air
and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's monster broadcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios today. How the heck are you? I'm going to let this out of the bag right now that I'm going to do the best I can to keep Angry Mark in check. For a lot of different reasons, but I want to try to explain it to you before I get moving here. There is one story in particular that I had not anticipated talking with you about until I saw it. Now, let me go back to the beginning. The Second Amendment rally in Washington, D.C. yesterday on the West Lawn of the Capitol, looking out way down from the Capitol behind you, looking down at the monument, Washington Monument, all the way down the other end. Great, beautiful setting. Been there, spoken at a Second Amendment rally there myself, in fact, in the opposite side there, right by in the shadows of the Washington Monument, on the opposite end of the mall there. But nonetheless, I've been there, done that. Was unable to make the rally this weekend because of family obligations. My beautiful daughter turned 17 the day of the rally. I had a wedding anniversary, have a wedding anniversary coming up, not to mention this program, and all of that came in the course of a 72-hour period. And frankly, I was told, you've been traveling so much, if you want to live to do another radio broadcast, you're not going to miss your daughter's 17th birthday and be flying in and out on our anniversary and so forth. So I said, you know what? You're right. So family came first in that respect. But I was there in spirit with all my brothers and sisters supporting and defending the Second Amendment in Washington, D.C., a very hostile place. So I throw that disclaimer out there. And I'll throw you this, too, that I knew most everybody on that stage is a personal friend of mine. If I've not met them, I've spoken to them in some way, shape or form for the most part, most of them. And then I saw former Brady campaign president Dan Gross stand up and speak. Dan Gross was, let me give you just a little bit of background from him. A number of years ago, his younger brother was shot at a terror attack. If you remember, the Empire State Building. And Dan Gross's little brother was involved in that, and he's fighting a life of being shot at that attack. It's a terrible thing for anybody to have to go through. At which point, he quit his job in advertising and dedicated the next decade and a half plus of attacking my right to bear arms. Dan Gross is no stranger and became in 2012 the president of the Brady campaign. Dan Gross has been at the forefront of some of the most vicious attacks against the right to keep and bear arms from that organization. While he was the president of that organization was attempting to sue gun manufacturers out of business, never met a lawsuit against a gun maker it didn't fall in love with, didn't embrace with the desire to want to make love to every single gun grabber bill on planet Earth, and has been coming after us. And he's been using his background in advertising, which he mentions in a TED Talk in 2016, and admits that if you tell a lie long enough, and he talks about it in an advertising background and admits it, that it becomes the truth. Dan Gross and his organization at the Brady campaign are experts on that during his reign, have been from day one. Now, of course, there have been a lot of changes. Dan Gross, as of, I believe, September of 17, is no longer the president of the Brady campaign and has stepped out now. And there have been a couple interviews, and Dan Gross stood up, and I'll quote AWR Hawkins' piece. We'll talk with AWR about it. Former Brady campaign president stands up for gun owners. Did he stand up for gun owners? So it was interesting to see Dan Gross stand up at the Second Amendment rally in Washington, D.C. on Saturday, November 2nd, and say, I'm here because I've seen how all of you decent, responsible, law-abiding gun owners are relentlessly and, I believe, unfairly demonized. I've seen firsthand how an ideological hatred of guns and the people who own them is more important to some people than the actual goal of saving lives. There is nothing that, and I quote him, blanks me off more than people who pretend they care about saving lives but really have other agendas. I can tell you when I was leading Brady, I had a lot of issues with a lot of people who thought they were on my side. He went on to tell us what he thinks, and that is that gun owners can do to reclaim the narrative in this country. A narrative, I would argue, has to be reclaimed because of the lies told by his organization and the media. You've attacked the narrative. You've changed the narrative or attempted to change. You've hijacked the language. You've done it with your friends in media. Okay, I got to see. He spoke of gun owners as decent people who lament tragedy, just as non-gun owners do, and suggested much of the gun debate can be settled via me, gun owners. You, promoting firearm responsibility as passionately as we promote our right to own a firearm. Well, you know, Dan, we're a little busy fending off your attacks. And it's the firearms community that we've been talking about here for the last 10 years on this show that is the true purveyor of firearm safety. Not you who hijack the language and hijack firearm safety, gun safety as gun control, which you've been vehemently fighting for well over a decade. Now, did he have an epiphany and decide he wanted to stand up and say, hey, I'm one of you? I don't know whether he did or not. I don't have enough time on this program to show you the amount of pictures or describe the amount of he's been at the whole Gabby Giffords thing. I mean, this guy has been a fervent gun grabber from day one. Alan Gottlieb has been quoted talking about Dan Gross over the years, that these people simply cannot be believed or trusted. Dan Gross led the Brady campaign, formerly known as handgun control, and at one point in his life said no one should have a gun. Is it possibly changed his mind? Sure it is. But let me tell you something at this stage of the game when I read this. Now, I'm not going to play the audio for you. I'll direct you to, and we will talk about it at some point with A.W.R. Hawkins, this very piece. But I want you to watch the video. I want you to go back, and I want you to listen to some of the things that he has said in the past. I want you to look at some of the things that the Bradys supported while Dan Gross was the president. Then I want you to ask yourself, do you feel you need Dan Gross to stand up on a little mini stage in front of a microphone and tell you what it is you need to do to reclaim the narrative? I don't think so, Mr. Gross, in any way, shape, or form. I don't do anything wrong when I defend myself from your attacks against my right to bear arms. Because if what you said is what you believe, you are 100% correct and just made my point for me. Because I've seen how all of you, decent, responsible, law-abiding gun owners, are relentlessly and, I believe, unfairly demonized. So what do I have to apologize for, sir, if I'm in fact one of those people that you've seen as a decent, responsible, law-abiding gun owner who has been relentlessly and, you believe, unfairly demonized? You're damn right we have been. We've been talking about it for decades, 10 years on this radio program. We've been defending ourselves against you. It's your organization and others like yours who have been doing the demonizing. He says again, firsthand, how an ideological hatred of guns and the people who own them is more important to some people than the actual goal of saving lives. That's the emotional aspect we talk about every single day. He led the organization for almost 6 years. He demonized the National Rifle Association for years as the head of the Brady campaign. The National Rifle Association isn't just the NRA building in Northern Virginia, it's every single gun owner in America, in particular the millions of members of the NRA and the other 100 million Americans who believe in the right to bear arms that the NRA defends and fights for, who has been much maligned by Dan Gross and the Brady campaign. And there's nothing more, he says, that blanks him off than people who pretend they care about saving lives but really have other agendas. I listened to his entire TED Talk today. I went back over it and I listened to it. I want you to do the same. Google him, Dan Gross, TED Talk from 2016. I want you to listen to what he says. Then I want you to go back and listen to this. Read AWR's piece. There's another piece up on Ammo Land. We'll go to that in the next segment. And I want you to think, is he being real? Here's the deal. Dan Gross has got a long way to go before he gets a pass from me and any benefit of the doubt. Period. Dan Gross has fought me and my right to bear arms and your right to bear arms for many, many years. And he's done it in underhanded ways, leading the Brady campaign, who has put out, where do you even begin to search about the lies that the Brady campaign has put out over the years that Dan Gross was running it? Here's the deal. I don't need Dan Gross to tell me what I need to do to further my work to support the Second Amendment and to stop, quote unquote, gun violence. Because the one word that Dan Gross never mentioned was crime. The attacks against you and the attacks against me have come at us for years from this group over here that Dan Gross used to run.
And frankly, I'm not that interested in seeing Dan Gross stand up and lecture me about what I need to do as a gun owner. Did he have an epiphany? Maybe he did. Good for him. Am I willing to give him a pass at some point? I have no earthly idea. I can tell you I'm not right now. He's got a long, long way to go. I can't say what I want to say on the radio right now, but I'm going to leave you with this before I go to the next segment. The dude's got an awful lot to prove to me before I jump up and go, oh, welcome, welcome, welcome into the fold. Nah. Not buying it right now. Healthy dose of skepticism, to say the least, back after this. We'll ask Alan Gottlieb about it, too.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them, it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
I love a great success story, and Defender Coffee is one that I'm proud to bring to you. The crew at Defender Coffee understands our right to bear arms is under vicious attack as never before and donates 100% of profits to the Second Amendment rights organization of your choice. You heard that right. When you drink Defender Coffee, you're making a donation to a gun rights organization of your choice that protects and defends our freedoms. Get this. Visit DefenderCoffee.com today to enjoy great coffee and do your part to defend the Second.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap, foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom-built at your request, we employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a Crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios begins again. I'm glad we had that break. I needed to take a little break there. I was, I got to be honest with you. Passions, okay, I'm very, very passionate about what we talk about here on Armed American Radio. And as gun owners, we've been demonized for far too long. We are on the right side of this issue. We have the Constitution to back us up. Dan Gross's comments yesterday prove, if he's being honest about it, then he proves me right. And I wonder, then what the hell have you been doing? Why? Where's the apology? Where's the apology? I want to apologize if he believes what he says about gun owners, and he owes all of us an apology. All of us. And the individuals and the companies that he demonized and his organization was suing and filing amicus briefs and cases in violation of our right to bear arms week after week after week, month after month, year after year after year. Because if you go back and you watch this, see, I'm going off on this again. I can't help it. I've got other things I want to talk about, but let me get this out. When you go back and watch his TED Talk, and I want you to do that. I'm not going to play it. It's too long. I'd have to play the whole 14-minute talk, and I don't want to do that. And I don't want to snip it up and take it out of context and be accused by him or anybody else of doing that. Go listen to the full tape. Remember this when you listen to the tape. Compromise to the left and to Dan Gross when you watch his TED Talk from three years ago, is agree with me or the hell with you. And I'll leave it at that. Am I willing to give him a pass? Absolutely not right now. Has he had an epiphany? He's got a lot more to prove to me before I accept that. Because I can look at this and say, you know, sounds almost like you're trying to get the gun owners to do your bidding for you. I don't need to do the bidding for you. That's what it sounded like to me when I watched his speech yesterday. So I want you to go in and make up your own mind, but I want to hear your thoughts. Mark at armedamericanradio.org. What else? What do we have going on? Here's what's getting ready to happen in hour number two. We're going to hear from Rob Pincus. Now, Rob Pincus organized a Second Amendment rally, and I'm going to ask Rob about this. Rob and I disagree with this. So there's no question about it. I haven't spoken to him about it. I'm going to ask him live on the air about this. And I'm talking about Dan Gross because he put this together and he's worked with him. And I want to find out what Rob thinks about it. And I'm going to tell Rob exactly what I've just told you. And we're going to hear what he has to say about it. So that's it. It's going to come right off the cuff. We shall see. After Rob Pincus in the first segment of next hour, you're going to see Patricia Huff from GunBroker.com. We're going to be talking, hunters are going to love this, because we're going to be talking about what's moving over at GunBroker, bolt action new and used, pump action rifles new and used. And you'll be surprised. Actually, there's a lot of overlap on those lists, but I think you'll enjoy it. And it's always fun to have Patricia on the show. And we'll also be talking a little bit about GunGenius.com, so you can figure some stuff out there and have some fun. Then we're going to have Pincus's tip of the week. Just a lot going on. Just stick around. You don't want to go anywhere. You know the routine. Here's the deal. Some fun stuff. Armed American Radio's new website is now out there for you to see. ArmedAmericanRadio.com. Go get it. If you want to use .org, go ahead. They both go to the same place. Take a look around the site. Remember, while it's out there, the shop is open. The premium content is coming Friday. Subscription premium content is coming Friday. You know, it's new. It still smells. It's got that new car smell, right? It's brand new. And you're going to step on some bugs from time to time. Let me know, mark@armedamericanradio.org. And remember that we are very well aware that a website is never complete. It's always a work in motion. I wanted to get it out there for you as quick as possible. It's going to evolve and grow and change as the days and weeks and months and years go by. But go check it out and get a taste. Those of you on the email list already knew this. So there's benefits for you for being on that list, and you can do that at Armed American Radio. I would recommend that you get on the email list, because I'll be telling you about all cool stuff coming up. And as far as the premium content, the premium content coming up on Friday that's available, oh yeah, you first 500 subscribers are going to love it, because let's just say, I don't want to tease it. There you go. Be one of the first 500 subscribers for sure Friday when we open up the premium content side. Beto O'Rourke, hell no you're not, Beto. How about that? How about Beto O'Rourke? Dropping out of the campaign. Now, that's important for so many different reasons. All of the reasons that we spoke about Beto, even though we knew he didn't stand a chance, is exactly why when we hear him say he's dropping out of the campaign, because that proves why we talked about him. Do you understand what I'm saying here? People would ask, why are you wasting your time talking about him? He doesn't stand a chance in the campaign. So ask yourself this question. Why didn't he stand a chance in the campaign? Because he was goofy and always looked like he had to go to the potty?
because he always felt like he had to jump up on a table. His arms were going like her because he was just a goofy, weird guy. No, it's because of what was coming out of his mouth that couldn't elevate him out of the polls any more than 0.12%. And no matter how hard he doubled, tripled, quadrupled down, he couldn't get himself out of the toilet. That's why we continued to talk about him. Because gun control is a loser issue. But it's more than that. It's bigger than that. Swalwell found that out a long time ago. So Swalwell gets out there on Twitter and says just terrible, hateful things. If you're following this guy, if you're in there, why? Why would you stress yourself out in a day like that? It just doesn't make any sense to me. It's kind of like if you ate something you know was going to come back up, would you eat it three times, four times a day? I mean, that's the way Twitter is anymore. Not a whole lot of time for that. But the point that I'm making is Swalwell found out before Beto did. This is a loser. He doubled, tripled down. He couldn't get above zero. Beto couldn't get above two. Now we've got news, Kamala Harris. Same thing. Everybody running on a gun grabber agenda. Well, wait a minute. What about the Brady guy over there? What's he doing in front of a pro-gun rally? Is Dan Gross, the former president of the Brady campaign, has he figured out that gun control is a loser issue too? And now he's trying to finagle us to get, look, see, I could easily go back to that, and I don't want to do that. It boils my blood. The answer to the question that I'm being asked in my ear right now is, are you going to give the guy the benefit of the doubt? The answer to that is absolutely not right now. No. Will I listen to him? Yes. Am I willing to give him the benefit of the doubt right now? The answer to that is absolutely not. I'm willing to listen to what he has to say, but I'm not willing to give him the benefit of the doubt right now. Boy, I could. There's just, let me go back quickly to Kamala Harris. Real fast. Kamala Harris, as of right now, has closed two or three offices in New Hampshire and laid off some staff. That does not bode well for Kamala Harris. My opinion is that within probably 7 to 10 days, I wouldn't be shocked if it happened tonight while we were on the air. But my opinion is in 7 to 10 days, you're going to see Kamala Harris fold up shop. And she might want to stretch it out a little bit, but you're talking millions of dollars here out on the campaign. So I don't know how long she's going to be able to go. Kamala Harris also running on a gun grabber agenda. How's that gun grabber agenda working out for you? It's not working out for you very well. Okay, more about the show here. We've got Alan Gottlieb coming up in another two segments. Dr. John Lott will be joining me later in the program. And, oh, just a lot happening. Rob Pincus at the top of the next hour. Patricia Huff from Gunbroker for a couple segments in hour two. Then Rob's tip of the week to close out that segment. Then we're going to have A.W.R. Hawkins. We're moving him to the third hour, segments one and two. Then John Lott in segments three and four. So just a lot of fun happening. Here's the deal. The Armed American Radio website is up. It's running. Well, it's always been up. Now you get a taste of what we've been working on. Did I get it up there a little bit too quick? You know, maybe. I don't know. I don't think so. I'm excited about it. We've got three items out there on the shop that you can pick up some swag. The premium content will be available for you for subscription on Friday coming up on November 8th. We're really, really excited about that. That's going to be an awful lot of fun. You're going to get extended content, phone conversations, stuff that's only available to you as a premium member. Lots of fun stuff coming up. Armed American Radio's MonsterCast. We'll be back with the great Alan Gottlieb. Don't go away. Hi, it's Mark Walters, your host of Armed American Radio. If your company sells only the highest quality products and you're looking for a way to reach these listeners, you're talking to the right guy. Armed American Radio has a package available to fit every budget, from startup to the seasoned advertiser looking for that perfect way to reach this massive audience on roughly 250 stations in the top markets in the nation. We're everywhere, and the show continues to explode across the country after 10 years. Together, we can help you reach a highly engaged and extremely knowledgeable audience. To hear your brand on this huge radio program for less than you ever thought possible and to speak directly with me, reach out to CCW Broadcast Media LLC right away at mark@armedamericanradio.org. mark@armedamericanradio.org. And together, we'll bring your brand to Armed American Radio listeners and keep this powerful voice for gun rights on the airwaves. Again, to speak directly to me, reach out to me at mark@armedamericanradio.org. That's mark@armedamericanradio.org.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, Remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012.
The finest safes in the world are made right here in the United States of America. At Vault Pro, made in the USA still means something. Don't be fooled by companies that sell cheap foreign-made safes. Owning a gun is one of our most sacred liberties, and with that liberty comes the responsibility to protect our guns with a secure safe. But we don't stop there. At Vault Pro, we also manufacture the highest quality vault doors, storm shelters, and safe rooms. Custom built at your request. We employ high-tech CAD safe and vault door design to protect what's important to you from theft, fire, or weather. When protecting your guns, valuables, and family, invest in the best safes on the market. Vault Pro. Visit online today at vaultprousa.com. That's vaultprousa.com, and check out our entire line from the finest handgun safes to modular safe rooms. Vault Pro has you protected. AAR listeners, you'll never know what you might see at vaultprousa.com. Protect what's important to you with a Vault Pro safe. Vault Pro is a veteran-owned company, strong supporter of Armed American Radio, and the Second Amendment.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you. Welcome back inside Armed American Radio's Crossbreed Holster Studios. With me for the continuation of the Monster Cast. This segment of Armed American Radio is being proudly sponsored by GetSupply.com. The perfect shave is closer than you think. Believe me, I know. Say hello to the last razor you'll ever buy. I did. I'll explain that in just a second. Welcome back to the show. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. As I promised, Alan Gottlieb coming up. Time is always of the essence. Alan, welcome to the program, my friend. We'll forego all the other stuff and get you right in here. How are you today?
I'm great, but it's busy, so let's go for the meat here.
Let's go for the meat. Let's go for, I'm going to tell you what I talked about in the opening segment, which you are not here for, so I don't think you heard it. What I mentioned in my opening segment, I really want to get your comment on, because you are quoted extensively over the years talking about Dan Gross and responding to some of the things that he has said over the years in his fight against our right to bear arms. As you know, the Second Amendment rally happened yesterday on the steps of the Capitol, out on the West Lawn, outside the steps of the Capitol. There was a pretty good crowd there. You and I were unable to attend. One of the speakers was Dan Gross, the former president of the Brady campaign, who said, and I quote, "There is nothing that blanks me off more than people who pretend they care about saving lives but really have other agendas. I've seen firsthand how an ideological hatred of guns and the people who own them is more important to some people than the actual goal of saving lives." And he says, "I'm here because I've seen how all of you, decent, responsible, law-abiding gun owners, are relentlessly and, I believe, unfairly demonized." And then he went on to talk about that it's our side that needs to, and here's what he said, "promote firearm responsibility as passionately as we promote the right to own a firearm." My question to you is, I refused to give him a pass. Has he had an epiphany? I don't know. But he's got a lot more work to do to convince this radio host with the amount that's out there. As you know, that Dan Gross has been fighting against us for many, many years. Alan, what do you say when you hear that from Dan Gross, a man you've commented about in the past often?
Well, Well, I've not only commented about him, obviously I've debated him. I've been on TV and radio with him over the years, opposing his agenda. Let me say that I'm not going to give him a pass either until I see him actually come out against an anti-gun bill, an anti-gun rights bill. When I see him come out against something, then I'll say, okay, I'll give you a pass, and you're now to be, on our team, so to speak. However, I will say, stealing their language, Mark, it was a good first step for him to show up at the rally and come out and talk about how gun owners are demonized and mischaracterized in the media and totally picked on. That's a good first step. Now let's see a second step. Just like they like to say with us, where they pass an anti-gun law and say, well, it's just the first step. We're coming out. We got half your guns today. We're going to come out with the rest of your guns tomorrow. Let's see. It's a good first step, and let's see what he does next.
Well, I'll tell you, that very fair, and I'm going to leave your comments at that. You have debated him. You've gone up against him many times. And as I said, there's a lot of quotes out there. People can find it on the internet. There's too much out there. You're going to have to dig it up yourself. We just don't have enough time in 3 hours of Armed American Radio. But I like your response. I will tell you how bad it is with me that I don't trust them. I don't trust them so much that I wouldn't put it past any of them to try to infiltrate us, to try to make us feel that they need to compromise because they feel they might be losing the argument based on what we saw with Beto and Kamala can't get over 2%. It's possible. Who knows? Am I willing to listen to him? Yes. Does he have a long way to go? Yes. Am I going to give him a pass now? Absolutely not, but I'm willing to listen. Fair enough. We leave it at that.
Yes, but let's on a segment on another show. Let's talk about how they deceive people and manipulate and go through some of the history. You know, I don't want to waste time with it all now because I really want to spend a lot of time with you on it. But the history of the Brady Center and the National Council of Control Handguns, which they were before they became the Brady Center, and the people involved with it from the deep state and the CIA and other stuff. When you talk about manipulation, we need to talk about that. Gun owners need to know about it. But let's do that as a whole separate show.
Consider that done. And listener, what you just heard is possibly some great premium content on Armed American Radio's new page coming up after Friday, November 8th as well. But that's a great idea, Alan, and I'm going to say yes right now on the radio. We are going to dig in, and we're going to spend an hour, maybe two, going back into history because you, listener, have to understand why I'm taking the position I am at this stage of the game. And like Alan said, I'll leave it at this. It was a good first step. Let's see if there's any meat to it. Alan, we've got a number of things we want to cover today. We're going to have to move quick. First off, four things with you, actually. Safe storage rule violates preemption law in SAF NRA suit. I haven't had a chance to talk with you about it while I've discussed it on the air. Another big victory for you and the NRA joining in this one, right?
Yeah, really, really great victory. Again, our legal action winning firearms freedom one lawsuit at a time. Edmonds, Washington, and this what's important here is that the safe storage vote, of course, violates our state preemption law. And a number of states, 44 states, I believe, have preemption laws now. The anti-gun has been trying to overturn preemption laws either by getting them repealed by their legislatures or by just ignoring them, passing laws on the local level and getting away with it. And this week, the anti-gunners took two big hits, not just the Edmonds one, but they also lost in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, for their anti-gun ordinance they passed in Pittsburgh was knocked out under Pennsylvania's preemption law. But they're trying really hard. And, of course, the Bloomberg group, Everytown group, their attorneys came in pro bono to help out both in this suit and the one in Pennsylvania. So we took them on head on and we beat them.
Let me ask you a question, just for the listener's benefit. Have you ever gone up against the Brady campaign in court when Dan Gross was the head of the Bradys?
Oh, yeah. We have. But the thing that sticks in my throat the most, I'm glad you raised that, Mark, was the fact that in like the Heller case, they made the argument that the Second Amendment is not an individual right, flat out. And they've done that in amicus briefs on a number of cases we filed all across the country. So when they say that they're for reasonable gun control, their position in court is there is no Second Amendment right to own a firearm.
Well, I'll tell you what, listener, you just heard Alan say we're going to go into this on another program. We're going to do it. We're going to play audio clips of him, some of his TED Talks. We're going to dig deep into this so you know. I don't want anybody getting fooled. And I heard a couple people in the crowd when I was listening to this yesterday live kind of get fooled. So we're going to have some fun with this. Don't you worry. We're going to take care of that. All right. I'm glad you brought up Pittsburgh. That was such a flagrant violation. And a question for you with your legal mind here. I made it clear during the daily program, the weekday program, Alan, that I believe these politicians and the six of the nine council members that did this in violation of the ordinances, state law, and the state constitution should be held both civilly and criminally liable for this, for wasting taxpayer funds. This is as frivolous as it gets. Is there recourse there?
No, unfortunately, it's not. Elected officials are sort of immune from that. The courts make the argument, Mark, that your remedy is to defeat them at the ballot box and take them out if they do things of that nature. But, of course, as well, a number of these council people in Pittsburgh, likewise in Edmonds, knew that it was illegal.
Right.
They didn't care. I mean, they made statements about they were doing this to thumb our nose at the law. And, you know, they expect us to obey the laws that they pass regulating our freedoms and our rights, but they don't obey the laws that are on the books themselves. This is what we're dealing with.
Ain't that just like a socialist listener? Alan, 2 minutes. SAF joins amicus brief supporting challenge to Maryland gun law. I want to get this one started in this segment and take it into the next segment. The Maryland gun law, the brief itself, this has, to me anyway, the potential for Supreme Court. I don't know, because we've got so many different clashes heading into the Supreme Court. Let's start with Maryland. What are we talking about here?
Well, this case can have really far-reaching ramifications. At issue here is Maryland's restrictive requirement that you know you have to show good cause to be able to get a permit to carry. And so this is another one of these challenges that were up to the court. And it's a really good 27-page brief that we filed. And this case is a really important one because right to carry to us is something that we really want cemented with a Supreme Court decision. We've been trying to get a case there for a while. So we're really happy to file an amicus brief in this case. And Mark, what's interesting now is, and I think we're going to talk about another case in a minute after this one, but right now the Second Amendment Foundation has 4 cases on cert appeals for the U.S. Supreme Court and 3 amicus briefs in other people's cases. So we're engaged in 7 cases right now before the U.S. Supreme Court.
All right. We're going to go into greater detail in the next segment. Question for you here, because I know I'm going to get an email about this. I can see this. Any similarity between Maryland and Peruta case in California?
Yes, very much similarities. There's definitely similarities. It's coming out of different circuits, but it's all dealing with, you know, them saying you have to have good cause and show a real a special need to be able to get a permit to carry. And it's regulated to the point that most people who deserve a you know, to be able to get a permit to carry a firearm are denied. So it's not quite a ban, but it's pretty close.
Okay, let me stop you there, and I'll tell you why. Because I want to tell listeners what Thomas and Gorsuch said about Peruta and kind of open that up a little bit and then go into a little bit more detail here why this is such an important case. And then we've got another one to talk with you about. Armed American Radio's Monster Cast with the great Alan Gottlieb continues right after this. Do not turn that dial.
Celebrating 20 years in business, GunBroker.com is the world's largest online marketplace to buy and sell firearms, ammunition, and accessories. With over 1 million auctions daily, you can expect to find a limitless number of top brand names on GunBroker.com. Sellers, you can reach nearly 5 million registered users on GunBroker.com. And buyers, you can buy with confidence knowing GunBroker.com respects your privacy and is the only online marketplace offering buyer's protection. Buy or sell your next firearm on GunBroker.com today.
It's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. I'm Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. When someone says, we don't need that kind of gun, remind them the Founding Fathers determined what rights our Constitution should protect. There's a world of difference between rights and needs. It is not the function of government to tell us what we need or what we don't. Certainly no one needs an assault rifle or a Saturday Night Special, or for that matter, no one needs a Corvette with a high-capacity horsepower engine capable of speeds to 150 miles per hour. But in the hands of honest, responsible individuals, we have the right of choice. We have the right to read books others don't like. We have the right to listen to any radio program we choose. We have the right to dress the way we want to. We also have the right to own firearms of our choice. So the next time someone tells you, you don't need something, tell them it's the Bill of Rights, not the Bill of Needs. Join the Second Amendment Foundation today so that this message and our Bill of Rights might live. Call 425-454-7012. That's 425-454-7012. 454-7012.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with the leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
You've helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today, and now Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, wants to give back to you, my listeners. You can get deep discounts on all MyPillow products if you go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the new radio listener specials. Mike heard me talk about his pillows on air and joined us on Armed American Radio. I'm getting a much better night's sleep, and you can get deep discounts on MyPillows, mattresses, toppers, bed sheets, and so much more. For example, right now they're bringing back the buy one, get one offer for the MyPillows. That's right. Buy one MyPillow, get another one absolutely free. Remember, all MyPillow products come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the new radio listener specials and get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the buy one, get one free for the MyPillows. Enter promo code AAR or call 800-978-9358 for these great radio specials.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is being sponsored by the Gun Box, Biometric, Keypad, and RFID Gun Safes. Quick access when you need it, safe storage when you don't. Visit thegunbox.com for more information and to select the best gun box for you. Use code AAR at checkout and get 10% off any order over $259. Welcome back.
Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I've got to tell you to please support all of our sponsors. Supply Company, Supply.com, was just on Shark Tank today. All of our sponsors, Vault Pro, the Second Amendment Foundation. Do I need to tell you about them? You're listening to Alan now. Crossbreed Holsters, GetSupply.com for the supply razors. You support the Second Amendment. That's huge. Emerson Knives. Taser.com, MyPillow, the pillow buy one, get one offers going on right now. Let's not forget GunBroker.com, all the great work they're doing with us, and DefenderCoffee.com. Support the Second Amendment with every cup, DefenderCoffee.com. Let's go back to the great Alan Gottlieb. Alan, welcome back to the show, my friend.
Great to be back.
Okay, the Peruta case. I think it's really important people understand this. We mentioned it. Let's give a quick background. Peruta was also having to show good cause. This case was denied in conference by the Supreme Court. Both Thomas and Gorsuch came out vocally opposed to the fact that the court did not take this case and said it is high time the court takes one of these cases. How do you think that bodes now as we move into the Maryland case?
Well, let me say it can't hurt us, that's for sure. But when you have so many cases piled up right now on gun rights before the Supreme Court, they're not going to be able to take all of them. But the question is, they don't need to take all of them. They take one or two of the seven that are in front of them right now. And, of course, one they've already chosen to take.
New York.
New York. The ruling in New York could affect these cases tremendously. And what might happen is, like, you win New York, and then these cases get remanded back down based on the Supreme Court decision in New York for the lower courts, the appeals courts, to reverse decisions on their end. So it could be a boomerang effect here where we would win any one of these and it impacts all of them.
Okay. I'm actually getting a little bit concerned with so many of them up there right now. I don't want them. I want to make sure that they get that. I want one that takes everything, Alan. I want one that fixes concealed carry, stops this attack against my modern sporting rifles. I wish if I was the god of all this, I'd say just roll them into one. But it's impossible to do so. We've got to just take it piece by piece, right? I'm trying to make my listener feel a little bit better that there's movement here, right?
Yeah, let me address it this way. We can't control when cases are going to be heard and come up, from the regular courts, the appeals courts, to the Supreme Court. And when they're coming up, you don't have a choice. You don't get to set the time constraints, so you have to file them. And right now, 7 cases filed with the U.S. Supreme Court is an all-time record for gun cases, and I'm really proud of that.
You ought to be, and that was, you just took the question right back from me. Is that, was that a record? I would venture to say that that is, because I don't remember a call. I don't recall any time in my recent memory of 7 cases in the last 15 years. That's remarkable, so congratulations on that. Listener, Second Amendment Foundation, SAF.org, by the way. This is what the Second Amendment Foundation does. It's why I say all the time that you're listening to the most important man in the world when it comes to your gun rights, and the Second Amendment Foundation being, of course, the organization that is fighting for you in courtrooms across the country and sometimes doing it quietly, very stealthily, and winning these cases. Alan, before I go to another press release about you declaring Democrats and had some fun with that one, let me go to another case. You are seeking cert now on the Illinois carry case. This is important.
Yeah, this one, again, is a Second Amendment Foundation case directly, not just an amicus, but it's our cert petition. And this is now the fourth one cert petition we have out of the 7 cases for the Supreme Court that we've directly filed. Illinois, of course, you know, as your listeners probably know, listening to this in the past, Illinois has a shall issue carry law because the Second Amendment Foundation filed a suit against the ban on carry in the state of Illinois and won. We won it at the appeals court level, so it never got to go to the Supreme Court because the state never appealed it. Now the state passed a law, which is a pretty decent law, and what happened is that we have a bunch of people that are certified to train people in Illinois for them to get the carry permits, but they're not residents of Illinois. They live in neighboring states. And we have some plaintiffs that are in the military that are stationed in Illinois. They're not a resident of Illinois, but they're in the military stationed there. And Illinois is refusing to give them permits. We have people that are licensed by the state of Illinois to train people to get permits, but they can't get one they can't get one themselves. And we have military people stationed, on bases in Illinois that are being denied their rights. So this is one that we've taken all the way up to the U.S. Supreme Court here, and we're hoping that this one here can really help cement the right to carry.
Listener, SAF.org. This is, I'm not making it any clearer, okay? This is the work being done on your behalf around the country by the great Second Amendment Foundation, the Citizens Committee for the Right to Keep and Bear Arms. I'm very proud to be a member of the board of directors there and to be able to tell you that Alan is, in fact, with the Second Amendment Foundation, working in conjunction with some of the greatest attorneys around the country and supporters like you, is what makes all of this possible. Alan, let's close out. We've got about 3 minutes, and this is going to go fast. But you've made it very clear in a Citizens Committee release that the Democrats you're declaring have a hidden agenda. What is it?
Well, it's a hidden agenda behind their impeachment of President Trump. This isn't really about impeachment of President Trump. This is about what it's really about is to get it passed from the Senate and the House that goes to the Senate. So the Senate gets tied up with the impeachment trial. So they cannot have time to, confirm judges that Trump has appointed to the courts who are pro-gun, because they've already seen over 150 pro-gun judges appointed to the courts and a significant number more in the pipeline. And this is trying to shut down pro-gun judges getting to the courts. So what they're looking at here, Mark, it's not really about impeaching a president. They know they're not going to win that. But what they're looking at is impeaching your Second Amendment rights by making sure that pro-gun judges can't get put on the bench. And this is just done to tie up the Senate, so the Senate Judiciary Committee has to spend their time on impeachment rather than confirming Second Amendment right judges who, with all these cases coming to the courts, we've got the anti-gunners really scared. And unfortunately, a lot of the politicians in the Democratic Party, particularly in the House and Nancy Pelosi, are basically tools and captives of the gun prohibition lobby in this country.
Alan, they wouldn't do that, would they? The Democrats really would do that? The House would do that?
Well, I sure don't trust them with my gun rights. I'm sure you don't, and your listeners don't as well. And so this is what's a whole lot behind it. We've had a lot of Democrats talk about how this is being done to tie the Senate up so that the Senate can't push, Trump's agenda, particularly in confirming Second Amendment judges to the courts.
Do we have a number of how many have been approved at this point? I think we were at about 174, if I'm not mistaken, at one point. Is it beyond that now?
I'm not sure if it's up to 174. I've been so busy I've lost track, but I know we're well past 150, so the 174 is probably a legitimate number. I'm hoping to crack the 200 area and flip some of the appeals court circuits in our favor from the anti-gun to pro-gun, so that our cases, most of our cases end up dying at the appeals court level because the Supreme Court can only take a few cases every year, so to speak. And so, bingo, the appeals courts mean an awful lot to us, and Trump is having an effect there already, you know, and of course, this last year could flip a few more, and of course, the second term could make sure that the courts protect our Second Amendment rights for decades to come.
So the second term could be checkmate as far as this, the appeals courts are concerned.
Yes, by all means. So that's why it is so, the 2020 elections are so important, Second Amendment rights.
Do you care to, well, let me put it this way. With the last, we've got 45 to 50 seconds here, so I'll make this really, really, really quick. We saw Beto take a fall. We see Kamala closing offices and staff. We see Swalwell going. Anybody that seems to be jumping on this fervent anti-gun bandwagon, including the two front runners that are right now, going to have a tough time walking it back. Gun control is a losing issue for them. Yes or no? About 15 seconds.
I hope so, but it's really important with only 15 seconds. Is this week we have elections in Virginia. The legislature in Virginia is very close to tipping against gun rights. It's very important for gun owners to turn out and vote in the elections in Virginia this week.
Virginia listeners, got to do your job. Do your job and vote your firearms freedoms. Alan Gottlieb, founder of the Second Amendment Foundation. I've got to leave it there. Listener, you know the routine. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would ever be caught dead without his club. Alan Gottlieb, the founder of the Second Amendment Foundation, thank you. We'll be back with Rob Pincus and Patricia Huff right after this.
You just build your prescription for freedom on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.